Before the ink was dry on the Constitution, our founders expanded on it by drafting the Bill of Rights. Because the British Crown suffocated free speech in the colonies to consolidate power, the Founding Fathers regarded this liberty as first and foremost. Because they experienced firsthand the unnecessary quartering of soldiers in colonist homes, they added the Third Amendment to ensure this would not recur. However, even the Bill of Rights did not correct what some call America's original sin, slavery. Our founding documents did not live up to the promise of equality for women or people of color. Thus, the question of whether the country is what the founders envisioned should be inclusive of all contributors to our vision. In addition to so-called founding fathers like Benjamin Franklin and James Madison, countless activists throughout history shaped American values as they exist today. After escaping with her infant daughter from a horrific life as a slave, Sojourner Truth contributed the rest of her time to the struggle for abolition through her Christian fervor. She sued for the freedom of her son, Peter, and was the first Black woman to win such a suit against a man. Due to her Civil War efforts, she was invited to meet President Lincoln. After a lifetime of fighting, she rejoiced as the Emancipation Proclamation was passed. In order to gain the liberty of voting, suffragette Alice Paul and her Union of Silent Sentinels picketed outside the White House, enduring verbal and physical abuse from passersby who believed they were distracting from the World War I effort. When Paul was imprisoned for her protests, she started a hunger strike and resisted as doctors force-fed her. The protests of hundreds of women, including Paul, her friend Lucy Burns, and the earlier Susan B. Anthony, led to the passage of the 19th Amendment. Although the world is on a natural trajectory toward democracy as autocratic regimes crumble, not everyone is fortunate enough to have the rights we've won. It is a privilege to live in a country where the masses think they can afford to be apathetic. The citizens who fought for their freedoms in the Arab Spring uprisings from 2010 to 2012 did not have this privilege. The citizens who protested Chinese extradition in Hong Kong from 2019 to 2020 did not have this privilege. Imagine their shock upon discovering that in our 2016 election, less than 56% of eligible voters participated. This is not the sign of a healthy democracy. It is not what John Hancock envisioned when he scrawled his name at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence, believing his fellow patriots would support the fight for their rights. It is not what Elizabeth Cady Stanton envisioned when she led the Seneca Falls Convention, inscribing the Declaration of Sentiments as the agenda for women to obtain freedom and prosperity. It is not what Frederick Douglass envisioned when he stood at the podium to deliver a stirring speech for racial equality. As citizens of the most prosperous democracy in the world, we are obligated to stay active. As voters, we have the responsibility to stay informed, not solely by White House press releases or presidential speeches, but additionally by the privately owned media outlets that hold our government and its officials accountable. Often, however, we must remind ourselves not to see the world through the headlines. Because our information sources are run for a profit, sensationalism abounds with an aim to keep our eyes glued to our computer, phone, and television screens. As a result, it is easy to perceive negativity in the media and, thus, in politics. With increasing polarization of our two-party system, some non-voters feel uncomfortable participating simply because they do not want to associate themselves with anger. Others find their trust in the government waning. Some even fear personal responsibility should they mistakenly elect a candidate who does a subpar job. It doesn't have to be this way. It's not too late to finish the construction of the American dream our founders worked so hard to start. A simple solution exists, one that we cannot find by opening social media or turning on the TV. We need to listen to one another with openness and respect. Disagreement is a natural aspect of a healthy democracy. America's melting pot invites diverse perspectives, forcing us to consider options we may not have thought of on our own. When we disagree, the conversation does not end. It has only just begun. The difference is that instead of reacting to disagreement with hostility and blame, we will take a deep breath and ask ourselves, why might this person be right? What perspective does this person invite that I, on my own, cannot? This solution cannot work unless we each commit to change. The same logic applies to voting. Some may believe one vote cannot make a difference, but if everyone who held this belief decided to vote anyway, they could easily sway an election. A group task depending on the commitment of individuals seems tedious, but if we all pledge to uphold the American democracy, we can, and we will, create the country our founders envisioned. Thank you.